It is equally well documented that Europe at that same time was largely industrialized, polluted, urbanized, overpopulated, and in many ways downright unhealthy. And as we know, the Church State of England did not tolerate dissenters, like those we have come to call the Pilgrims. Here are words written about that experience by William Bradford, who later became a founder and governor of the Plymouth Plantation. We could not long continue in any peaceable condition, but were hunted and persecuted on every side. Some were taken and clapped up in prison. Others had their houses beset and watched night and day. The most were fain to flee and leave their houses and habitations and the means of their livelihood. They fled to Holland, where they experienced discrimination, poverty, and anxiety over the resumption of the religious wars against Spain, as well as the potential loss of their English culture and identity. So, one-fourth of the congregation resolved to leave Holland. They prayed for a new home site. God, please discover some place unto us where we might enjoy liberty, and where we might comfortably subsist, and being freed from anti-Christian bondage, keep our English names and nation. Hereby we might more glorify God, do more good to our country, better provide for our posterity, and live to be more refreshed by our labors than ever we could do in Holland.
How were the Pilgrims to find out about such a place?